Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Judge Judy earns $47 million a year. Hey, everybody. Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Let that sink in for a minute. Once again, Judge Judy earns $47 million a year. How does that happen? I wanted to know, so I went and did a little bit of diving into for you. The dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, even if you don't want to be a judge, even if you don't want to have your own television show, wouldn't it be worth knowing how somebody makes $47 million a year? Over that, even more over, though. Aren't you shocked? I was shocked. I saw an article, I was on Twitter yesterday, and I saw an article of individuals and how much they make, and I'm always fascinated by that. I think it was celebrities and how much they make. Pat Sajak makes between $10 to $12 million a year. Can I buy a vowel for that? I mean, seriously, what does Pat Sajak do? Seems like a very nice guy. I'd have a beer with him. $12 million a year to say, hey, do we have any ends in the puzzle today? Do we have any ends? Okay, this next one's a thing. It has four words. Here we go. I mean, seriously, $10 to $12 million a year for that. Vanna probably makes that much. Vanna doesn't even turn the letters anymore. Have you ever watched Wheel of Fortune lately? It's Vanna just touches the letters and they light up. I mean, there is no more work. Her job could be done just by Pat shouting it out, but they need Vanna, and she's got to be making as much as Pat. Anyway, back to Judge Judy. This stuff fascinates me because there's so many different ways to earn income, so many ways to make millions and millions of dollars. Judge Judy is the longest running, you know, she's in the Guinness Book of World Records because she's got the longest running courtroom show ever. I think she's on 20 years. I don't watch the show. Maybe you watch it. By the way, if you're not local to the U.S., I don't even know if you know what I'm talking about. Judge Judy is a courtroom show where people come in to have like their family court issues resolved. And she's kind of hardcore, you know. She's got a lot of one-line zingers that she says to people, you know, just tells it like it is, you know. Very matter of fact. But it's a long-running American arbitration-based reality court show. And it's run by this lady named Judy Scheindlin, who is a.k.a. Judge Judy. And she oversees real-life small claims disputes with a simulated courtroom set. And prior to Judge Judy, remember the People's Court with Judge Wapner? That's what I grew up on, Judge Wapner, in the 80s. Well, that got canceled in 93, and the old lore has it that Judy called up the show and asked, hey, I see Wapner was released. This was right around 93. She called up and said, you know, if he doesn't want to do it anymore, I can do it. And the receptionist snapped, are you crazy, lady? And there was an article in the LA Times that kind of chronicled this. And then coincidentally, Judy Scheindlin, Judge Judy, she caught the attention of 60 Minutes at the time, which aired a segment about her October 24th of 1993. Just because she was kind of well-known as this no-nonsense judge. And that segment in 93 on 60 Minutes, it brought her national recognition. And at first, it led an offer for her to write her own book. And then she accepted the book offer, which was titled, Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining. Great title. Don't Pee on My Leg and Tell Me It's Raining. In 95, two former People's Court producers asked Scheindlin if she, Judge Judy, would like to preside over her own courtroom series. And she was interested. And they originally wanted the show to be called Her Honor, which they said, no thanks. Then they called it Hot Bench. And then they changed it to Hot Bench with Judge Judy. And then they went on to just leave it at Judge Judy. Now, Then she was featured again on 60 Minutes in 2003, so about 10 years after her original feature. And she was just happy to say, hey, I'd like to make it to 10 years on the show, and that'd be a great run, you know? Now, as of just last year, 2015, she began celebrating her 20th season presiding over the show Judge Judy, and the program is the first court show genre to make it to 20 seasons without cancellation, as well as the first to make it to this extent under just one arbitrator, which is her. This distinction gives her television's longest-serving judge and arbitrator rewarded to her. And that's why she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I find all of this fascinating. Do you find any of this fascinating? And she makes $47 million to do that. You know how many days she works a year? I'm going to tell you in just a second. Right now, let me just take a 30-second break to tell you about the Every Day is Saturday webinar that you can view by going to edis-webinar.com. I roll back the curtain. I show you the basic principles to create your very own six-figure profitable business, all right? When you register for the webinar at EDIS, as in Every Day is Saturday, edis-webinar.com, you're going to get a bonus called The 5 Pillars to Freedom. This is a video series never before released, chock full of great content that you can sink your teeth into right now and implement, again, to start making Every Day Saturday for you. And when you register for the webinar, you're going to have the ability to view a training that I've never given before on any stage, anywhere. And it's going to be an amazing time for you to sit back, take notes, turn off all the distractions, and really learn what's holding you back, defining your purpose, your passion, significance, and of course, starting your own profitable empire by really doing what it is that you love to do. So make sure you go to edis-webinar.com, register, view it, take notes, love it, absorb it, and then shoot me an email back. Let me know how much you liked it, okay? Now, how many days a week or how many days a year does Judge Judy work? Less than 100. $47 million and you got to work less than 100 days. Less than 75. What? Less than 60. Let me just give it a number, 52. 52 days a year, paying her 900 grand per workday. 900 grand per workday. I bet you would be satisfied with 9 grand per workday. Would you not? Like if I said, hey, every day you show up for work, I'm going to give you 9 grand. I bet you'd be satisfied with 900 because you can quickly do the math. And isn't that awesome? Isn't it beautiful when you live in a capitalistic society where you can take what you love to do? Now, this lady was a judge. Judges don't make a lot of money. They serve for a long period of time, and they are well off compared to probably the median income in their local communities. But you never, the judges aren't rich, wealthy. $47 million a year, that's wealthy. How did she do it? She just reached out to the producers, found out Judge Wapner was leaving and released from the People's Court. And it's not even really, now there's been a lot of also copycat courtroom series that have gone on, you know, in the past 20 to 30 years. But why does she have such a foothold on this industry and make so much money? You know why? It's what I train on all the time and what you're going to see inside that free video series, The 5 Pillars to Freedom. I teach about it. Authenticity. Authenticity. When you become who you are and make no apologies for who you are and you take that God-given gift that you've been given and you celebrate your uniqueness, the world wants to reward you. They want to reward you. Judge Judy got rewarded because she's authentic. There is nobody else who speaks like her. There's nobody else who comes across like her. There's nobody else who has that same type of vernacular. I mean, some of her catchphrases that she's used on the show. Baloney. Do I have stupid written all over my forehead? I'm here because I'm smart, not because I'm young and gorgeous, although I am. If you live to be 100, you will never be as smart as I am, sir. Clearly, you are not wrapped too tight. Where did you think you were coming to today? A tea party? I'm speaking. If you interrupt again, madam, your case is dismissed and I'm throwing you out. Do we understand each other? I've been in this business for over 40 years. Do I look like I need help from you? Oh, gosh, seriously. That's her personality. She's authentic, and I guarantee you, if you saw her at the grocery store, she's the same person. That's what you want to mirror. That's who you want to be. You don't have to be brash. You don't have to be rude. If that's not your demeanor, that's not your demeanor. you can still make $47 million a year being who you are. Is Pat Sajak rude? No. Guy makes $10 million a year. Oh, you'd like to buy an E. Here you go. Okay, let's solve the puzzle. You can be whoever you want to be. Just be you. Accept who you are, but don't accept where you are. And that's why the world rewards all of these individuals and pays them ridiculous amounts of money, because the authenticity comes through. And again, as I mentioned, when you register at edisweminar.com, you'll get the free video series where I teach exactly this. I've been able to make a living doing it. All of my students have been able to make a living doing it. Now I want you to not only make a living, but make a legacy. Does that make sense? Make a legacy doing it. So head on over there, edisweminar.com. Get yourself the free bonuses. Oh, and don't forget, make a little money along the way. It's okay to make money when you're being authentic. Isn't that the best? We call that Saturday money. We call that Saturday money when it feels so good you're doing what it is that you love to do and you're making money. Making money, making money, making money!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.